cause. We encourage all peace-loving participants of today's event to be careful with their words and do not speak to the media so as to give them anything that can be misconstrued, misinterpreted, or otherwise used to defame our cause. With that, I'd like to invite Sister Amna Ali, a youth speaker from the Al-Hadi Masala, to say a few words.
In the name of Allah, most merciful, most beneficent. Assalamu alaikum. As we all know that the Al-Quds rally is happening throughout the world. In just North America, it is happening in so many places, such as Phoenix, New York, Montreal, Ottawa, and right here in Toronto. Thousands and thousands of people are participating in these rallies. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the participants are increasing each year by leaps and bounds. Al-Quds rally is when people of conscience, irrespective of their faith, get together and A, express solidarity with all the oppressed people of this world, especially the Palestinians and the illegal settlements in the West Bank. B, to highlight the relentless threats to Masjid Al-Aqsa, the third holiest mosque in Islam. And C, to highlight the collective punishment of the Palestinian people and the illegal siege of Gaza Strip, where, according to the UN, 80% of its population is food deficient.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
If the Zionist group do not like these kind of rallies, if they don't like to hear slogans such as turn the power, turn the tide, end Israeli apartheid, if they don't like to see thousands and thousands of people protesting against Israeli occupation and oppression, then they should work to put an end to this oppression. They are more than welcome to work with us to restore the respect and dignity of all Palestinians, irrespective of their case or creed. As a Canadian citizen, we all have equal rights, and so these Zionist groups should work with us to force the Zionist government for one state solution where all citizens could enjoy equal rights regardless of their faith or ethnicity.
Yes.
Jimmy Carter said in his book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid, quote begins, when Israel does occupy this land deep within the West Bank and connects the 200 or so settlements with each other with a road, and then prohibits the Palestinians from using this road, or in many cases, even crossing this road, this perpetrates even worse instances of apartness than even witnessed in South Africa. End quote. Those of us, including the U.S. ex-president Jimmy Carter, who are calling Israel an apartheid state, are accused by the Zionists as hate mongers or anti-Semites. Though, what we are seeing here is that those of us who use the term Israel apartheid are the same people who show solidarity with the indigenous people of this land. They are the same people who fight poverty all across Canada. Yeah. They are the same people who support the oppressed, suppressed, expelled, and exploited people all over the world. And they do this not out of hate, but they do it out of love, respect, and dignity for all of humanity.
Yes!
Now, let me tell you our hatred. Yes, indeed, we do hate. We hate oppression. We hate suppression. We hate expulsion, and we hate exploitation. And we will continue to hate these things till the day oppression, suppression, expulsion, and exploitation is eliminated from the face of this earth.
Yes!
We hope, and we do this. We do this out of love. Love is what drives us to say that yes, indeed, Israel is an apartheid state. Love for the people of Israel. Love for our brothers and sisters that are Jews. Love for our brothers and sisters that are Christians. We don't care who you are. As long as you are a human, we will fight for your rights and dignity till our last breath. And this is because our leader, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, if we are not brothers and sisters in Islam, then we are brothers and sisters in humanity.
Yes.
It is said that Hitler killed around 6 million Jews. Without going in on much of the detail on the exact number, let's just assume that this number is correct. For those of you who feel that this number is much less, for those who feel it is a few thousands more, let me just say this. Even if it is one human being killed, it is still wrong and unaccepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, if you kill one innocent person, it is as if you have killed the whole humanity.
That's right. Yeah.
The important point here is not the numbers, but what we learned. What did we learn from Hitler's Holocaust? We learned that we must defend every human being, irrespective of their ethnicity or religion, that are being victimized by the racist oppression and genocide. This time in history, the victims are Palestinians. So shouldn't we supporting them and condemning the racist Zionist regime?
Yes!
Shouldn't we stop the current Hitler instead of repeating the same mistake as remaining silent and passive as we did while Hitler was busy ethnic cleansing the Jews?
Yes!
History continues to repeat itself. But unfortunately, its important lessons always remain forgotten. Allow me to end with this famous quotation by Martin Luther King Jr. He said, you may be 38 years old, as I happen to be, and one day a great opportunity will call to you, asking you to stand up for some great cause, some great principle, some great issue. And you refuse to do it because you are afraid. You refuse to do it because you want to live longer. You're afraid that you will lose your job. You're afraid that you'll be criticized or that you'll lose your popularity. You're afraid that someone will shoot you or bomb your house. So you refuse to take the stand. Well, you may go on and live until you are 90 years old, but you are just as dead at 38 as you would be at 90. And the cessation of breathing in your life is but the announcement of an earlier death to the spirit. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
MashaAllah, sister. Okay, brothers and sisters, raise your hand and say, free, free Palestine! Nobody can hear you if you speak loud and
with your both hands.
Free Palestine!
Free!